In Acts chapter 1, I want to preach on this topic tonight, this same Jesus. You know, preacher preaches on this all the time, that the Jesus of the world today is a Jesus that's been watered down, brought down to man's level, to feel good, to bring us wealth and fortune and what have you. He's not the Son of God anymore. You know, everything is, oh, love, love, love. I just come across some verses, and I'm working on a sermon now. God gets angry, very angry. Yes, he does. And maybe one of these days I'll follow up and preach on the anger of God. We know God, and we know his love, and we know that that anger is going to bypass us. Except when we rebel against God, even as believers, God can get very angry with us from time to time. And that's why we need to be so faithful in the Word of God and faithful to church. Thank God you're here tonight. When we look around and so many people that are not, and so many churches on Wednesday night are just a pittance of the full Sunday morning crowd. What a shame. God is not pleased with that. Acts chapter 1, if you would stand with me. Go read verse 1 through 11. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to both do and teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, after his death, burial, and resurrection, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, this same Jesus, being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you've heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Now, verse 6 through 11 is the main text I want tonight. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? That's what believers have always wanted. Bring the kingdom. Bring it on. We're ready for it. And they were ready for it from day one back then, but they were mistaken on what God's will was. Verse 7, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, all Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Boy, wouldn't you have loved to have seen that? The Son of God going up. But you know what's going to be more exciting? The Son of God coming down. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. And here's the text of my message tonight, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into the heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would speak to our hearts tonight. God, how we love you, how we love Jesus, how we look forward to his coming. Lord, it could happen while we're preaching tonight, and you could say, come up hither. And I believe almost everyone in this congregation would be resurrected just like Christ was on that day back in Acts chapter 1. And we come up hither. But until that day, help us to be faithful Help us to occupy till you come. I pray in Jesus' name, you may be seated. This same Jesus. Now I want you to think about this same Jesus. Remember back when God created the heavens and the earth. Jesus was there. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. But Jesus was there in the very beginning. He's been there for eternity. He's not a created being. He is co-equal with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So this same Jesus that was with the Father when they created day one, and then days five up through six, and then on the seventh day rested. That same Jesus in the Garden of Eden, when Eve was being tempted by Satan, I believe that Jesus was probably standing close by her side, just like he does you and me. Not visible. But she should have known he was there because he was God. He was God's son. And this same Jesus, which saw Eve in the Garden of Eden succumb to the temptation of old Satan, this same Jesus that Job, the same Jesus that was there when Job was under the temptation and went through all the trials and everything there. Remember what Job said? I'm waiting on my change to come. I know that my Redeemer liveth. And so on. That was the same Jesus. Then come Daniel chapter 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Bound, burnt, but not bothered. Have I preached that sermon here? Okay, that may be one of the next ones. Bound, burnt, but not bothered. Old Nebuchadnezzar looked in that fiery furnace, heated seven times and killed all the guys that threw them in. Wait a minute. I see four men in there. And one of them is the Son of God. This same Jesus. This same Jesus that came, lived on the earth for 33 years, that went to the cross voluntarily. He knew before he ever took on a body that his entrance back into heaven was going to be through the death of that body and the resurrection. But the punishment, he knew it, and he came and did it. This same Jesus. This same Jesus that we're waiting on to come back right now, that America has watered down and is anything but the true Son of God. That's not the same Jesus that you and I serve. That's not the same Jesus that's in the Word of God. This same Jesus that was there then is here now. And we need to realize who He is and who we are. Now, with that in mind, He came once to be crucified. He is coming a second time to be glorified. Now, I want you to think about this. This same Jesus was the Jesus that we serve today, is the same Jesus that went to the cross and that was in the upper room and was taken back to heaven. That same Jesus that the early church had intimate knowledge of. They rubbed elbows with him. They ate with him. And they traveled throughout the country with the Son of God, this same Jesus. The same Jesus of the early Asian churches. A lot of the churches in Revelation was up in Asia, Asia Minor, and so on. The same Jesus that was with them on Pentecost and early church is the same Jesus that Paul and all the apostles were serving when they went to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. It's the same Jesus that was there during the English church after the Catholic Church came in existence and totally demolished the true Jesus. Made him anything but what this Bible says Jesus is. He is the one that we're to give all of our reverence, all of our love, all of our compassion. The early church, most of them, from the Catholic Church through the Reformation, did not serve this same Jesus. As a matter of fact, they were so far off base that people that served the same Jesus that the apostles did were martyred, had their heads cut off, were burnt at the stake. Women, I've told you this over and over, women had babies ripped out of their stomach by the religious crowd, not the ungodly crowd, by the religious crowd. Because true religion and false religion are always at odds with each other. And that's why through the church age, and even up through early America, when we had the Anglican Church and the Congregational Church and the Episcopalian Church, all of them were just baby Catholic churches that despised believers' baptism. That's why they were called Anabaptists in the early days, rebaptizers, because they didn't accept infant baptism. They didn't accept sprinkling. They accepted baptism for believers only after they were saved. Until then, you go down a dry center and you come up a wet center. You're no better off. That does not wash away your sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And then I believe even up in our current time right now, we're beginning to see a repeat of all that. Now, the crux of my message tonight is this same Jesus that I just brought from creation up to tonight, paralleled with him is this same Satan, the same devil. He's not a guy out there with horns and a pitchfork that when he walks in the door, everybody says, "There's the devil." No, 99 times out of 100, the devil would walk through that door right there and we probably wouldn't even recognize him. Maybe not 99, maybe only 98%. And I say that because Satan is the master duplicator. If Satan come out and said, "God's bad, God hates you, God's going to eventually kill you, God's going to put you in hell, blah, 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 so on, and everything about God," nobody listened to him. But when he comes out and agrees, like the churches that I just talked about, the Catholic, somewhat many Catholic churches that come out of the mother church during the Reformation that still killed the Anabaptists. Oh, they had, and even to this day we have them. Now the Methodists were not really part of it, but the Presbyterians and the Lutherans and the Episcopalians and all those, they were all that. Oh, they had a lot of doctrine, because you can go to any of these churches today and a lot of their sermons would be, well, I better back off. I started to say a lot of their sermons be just like you hear here, but I don't think so. Now, they don't even use the same scripture, do they? Maybe they're just downright antichrist, anti-Jesus. Okay. When you have spiritual eyes and you know the Word of God, you recognize stuff like that. But look at religion in America right now. Now, you don't see them out in small towns. I talked to, and I'm not going to talk about that. I got too much to go on. But you don't see a lot of these big religionists out in small towns trying to build churches in Himera. We don't have a Presbyterian church. We don't have an Anglican church. We don't have an Episcopalian church. We've got an American Baptist church. We've got a Southern Baptist church. We've got a Methodist church, and we've got two that are borderline Pentecostal, if not full-line Pentecostal. But they do preach the gospel to be saved and have your sins forgiven so that you can go to heaven. To my knowledge, all of those churches do. I have some differences with some of them. But where are these big churches? Follow the money. Follow the money. Okay. Now, Jesus and Satan coming down together. This same Jesus, what about him? By his name we must be saved. Be it known unto you, Acts 4:10. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand before you. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head. Neither is there salvation in any other name, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You're not saved by religion. You're not saved by works. You're not saved by sincerity. You're not saved by Allah. You're not saved by Buddha. You are saved by faith and faith alone in Jesus Christ, God's Son. He is the door. John 10:9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, shall go in and out and find pasture. Remember the story about wide is the one that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way that leads to life everlasting. Find that narrow path. That narrow path is not works, and it's not walking right. It's who you believe in. He was before the world. I've already talked to you about that. Jesus is God, was God, always will be God. Now, Jesus, when we think about I am, remember when Moses was speaking to God and he said, who should I say sent me? Tell him, I am hath sent thee. Most of us would have said, I am what? Moses understood God is. That's it. God is. I am. Now look at what Jesus said in the New Testament. John 8:58. Before Abraham was, I am. John 6:35. I am the bread of life. John 8:12. I am the light of the world. John 8:23. I am from above. John 10:7. I am the door. John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. John 10:36. I am the Son of God. John 11:25. I am the resurrection and the life. 14:6. John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 15:1. I am the true vine. Now, either Jesus is a liar, or he is all those things. And I prefer to believe Jesus, the Son of God, is all those things. Second, this same Jesus which is taken up from you, he went to prepare a place for us. And I'm going to have to go through these in a hurry, the things, because I've got a lot of information I want to read to you. And we know these. We preached them over and over. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. We know that. He's making intercession for us. Intercession is the intervene on behalf of another, praying on behalf of others. That's what Jesus is doing in heaven right now for us. He is our legal representative. He is our advocate. I deal with lawyers, not real thrilled about that. But Jesus is the lawyer. He knows the facts, the beginning from the end. And 1 John 2:1, my little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. Propitiation means to appease. God needed to be appeased because of my sin. I knew how evil and wicked my sin was when I was young. I know how evil and wicked it is right now. I ask God every morning, search my heart and know me. Try my thoughts and know me and see if there be any wicked way in me. I want to be pure and clean. I want God to reveal it to me so I can confess it and forsake it. But if I've got something that I'm struggling with, Jesus is my legal advocate before God the Father that argues my case. Our citizenship is in heaven. Philippians 3:20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things. We're looking for him. Our eternal home is being built right now. Are you ready? Are you ready? I mean, I'm going to talk to you about some serious things now, and I believe the rapture could come just like this. Revelation 4:1. Come up hither. Are you ready? Now, let me give you some warnings. We're living in perilous times right now. And there are those who are trying to take control of you and me, and to put us under bondage. You see, they take good things. Remember what I said about Satan? If Satan came out right now and said, okay, we're going to do away with all churches, blah, 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 so on. We're going to close you up. We're going to take your tax exempt status, which these things are coming. They are coming. But if Satan just come out and his people just come in and said, hey, we're doing what we're doing because we want the church of God closed. We want the gospel closed down. Not only would those of us who know Christ in a personal way, but there would be a cry in America saying, you can't do that. But when Satan comes in under the guise of common sense, under the guise of government. And we heard the pastor's message last Wednesday and Sunday night on giving up that control. I came across something the last 2 weeks that's absolutely shocking. You maybe saw what I put on Facebook just as soon as I got it. I posted, I want this to be known nationally. I think that I put so much on Facebook, I think they've got me shut down except for a handful of people. Because pastor friends that I have on the West Coast and the South and the East, that would, I know that they would get on and they'd say, "Amen, brother, preach it." I don't get any response at all. There's about 2 or 3 dozen people that respond. I don't know. If somebody knows how I can get it out, I send it by email and other things, but I've got to do it one at a time. And we're so used to punching Facebook and going like that. But I want to get this out. I became aware of a book called Naked Communist. Has anybody ever heard of it? Naked Communist. It was written in 1959 by an FBI agent who was an anti-communist. On January 10th, 1963, a Mr. Herlong, who was A.S. Herlong Jr. of Florida in the House of Representatives, presented this and put it on as addendum on the congressional records. January 10th, 1963. That was 9 days after Connie and I got married. These are going to shock you to your boots. There's 45 points. I'm not going to read them all, but I'm going to read a lot of them. When they put this in the congressional record, and it's still there because I went to the congressional record and called it up and looked. I wanted to fact check and make sure that what I got was true. The Naked Communist by Cleon Skousen, S-K-O-U-S-E-N, was the FBI agent's name. And he wrote in this book, Current Communist Goals, that was put on as an addendum in the Congressional Record, January 10th, 1963. I'm going to read the ones that are more pertinent because a lot of them, and I'm not a fearful person, but I'll be truthful. After I read these, my stomach was churning. Oh, I don't fear because I know if every one of them come true right now, I know where I'm going. But what I'm afraid of, we've got relatives that are not saved yet. We've got neighbors that are not saved. And my heart yearns and aches. And some that I've witnessed to over and over and over, and they just turn me off. I want them to see this. Number 3, develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. Number 4, permit free trade. Now, some of them that are later are more pertinent to today, but I want to build up to it. Permit free trade between all nations, regardless of communist affiliation. And he's saying this is what the communists are proposing to do. Number 6, provide American aid to all nations regardless of communist dominion. Number 11, promote the UN, United Nations, as the only hope for mankind. If its charter is written, demand that it be set up as a one world government with its own independent armed forces, some communist leaders believe the world can be taken over as easily by the UN as by Moscow. Remember what Khrushchev said? We'll take over America without firing a shot. Number 13 is going on right this minute. Do away with all loyalty oaths. There are politicians that want to take under God, I promise, I vow before God, they're wanting to remove all mention of God and loyalty oaths. 15. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. I think they've got one. I think they're well on the way for the second one. That's my opinion. Number 16. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken the basic American institution by claiming their activities violate civil rights. Isn't that what's going on? Minneapolis, Portland, and I don't watch the news. I don't know how many other cities. I know there's a bunch of them. And they're saying, the laws violate civil rights, so let's do away with the law. Let's do away with the police. What stupidity. Number 17. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Why are the teachers' associations out here backing all this? Well, probably because they're getting $700 and some for staying at home. That's probably one reason. Can you believe that? Unemployment benefits are $700 and some a month. Put the party line in textbooks. This is why we're where we're at today. And education, I've got a message. I don't think I've preached it yet. Things that I think that ruined America. Education, industrialization, and in other words, pleasure. I can't think of the third word, but pleasure. We're so rich, we're so well off. We just want to live and enjoy life. And that's the downfall of America. 18, gain control of student newspapers. Try and get some conservative article in a college newspaper. I don't think you could put a gun to their head and make them do it. Use student riots. Now remember, this is written in 1959. Use student riots to foment public protest against programs or organizations which are under communist attack. Number 20, infiltrate the press. Period. 21, gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. Number 22, and this is going on right now, continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression an American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. Why are they tearing down all these statues now? Because it was projected this is communistic, and it was in 1959. 24, eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship. I've got the right to say what I want. Remember what the pastor said? You have the right to swing your hands, but when it gets to my nose, your freedoms have just ceased. And when your foul language and everything is upsetting me and upsetting my family, you have overstepped your boundary. Listen, you go in your home and you cuss and curse and deny God and use. Have you seen the ones that's got their little kids out on the street in Portland carrying filthy worded posters about the police? Can you imagine parents putting little kids carrying those posters? I couldn't even say in here what was on it. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. 27. Infiltrate the churches. Replace revealed religion with social religion. The social gospel probably began back in, the late 1800s, came to America and become very predominant. And that's why so many denominationals split from each other, because some held to social gospel as opposed to revealed religion. We're revealed by the Holy Spirit of God. And no matter what anyone anywhere does, cannot shake that, cannot change this church. We are set in concrete, and we will not give. TV. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the ground that it violates the principle separation of church and state. Boy, that's more than been done. Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate. That's what they're doing right now. Constitution. We need to have a new constitution. Boy, if we get a new constitution, this country's down the tube. It's old-fashioned, out of step. Discredit the American founding fathers. Why are all these statues being torn down? Because all these rioters are being instigated by communists that want to destroy our history, our heritage, and everything that's good and right and proper. Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history. Listen, most of American history I've learned on personal study. I was not a good student in school, but I do remember in school we had U.S. history, Indiana history, U.S. history, and world history. And I continued some of it in Bible college. I remember we had world history. It was interesting. But back then, it never registered to me. But I wish I could go back and get the books. Find books and go back. Get 50, 75, 100-year-old history books and find out how America has changed. Support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinics. Got just a few. I'm going to skip over some of them. Eliminate the House Committee on Un-American Activities. Okay, older folks, don't raise your hand. But anybody 40 and under, do you know what the House of Un-American Activities is? If it is, raise your hand. One, you're over 40. Anybody under 40? Anybody under 50? Now, I'm not asking your age. I'm asking, have you heard of, the un-American activities? Anybody 60 or younger? Have you heard of it? Okay, a handful. Okay. You know what that was? That was a government watchdog to watch out for communism coming in America. Do you ever hear of a guy named MacArthur that was blackballed because of his approach on the House of Un-American? He found a communist under every rock, quote, they said. Well, he probably did, because a lot of it was in Hollywood. But the money and the wealth and the fame and the lackadaisical attitude of America, I forget what, I know he got kicked out, and I'm not sure exactly what happened to him, but he was disgraced. He should have been a national hero. Overthrow all colonial governments before native populations are ready for self-government. I'm not really sure what that means. Internationalize Panama Canal. I'm not too sure about that. Now here's one. This is the last one. And this is vitally important. Repeal the Connolly reservations so the United States cannot prevent the world court from seizing jurisdiction over domestic problems. Give the world court jurisdiction over nations and individuals alike. In other words, what they're saying, abolish our Constitution, let's put us all under the United Nations and the world court. I think they ought to close the United Nations, kick them out of the United States. Amen? I'd vote for that right now. The Connolly Reservation was put in and become part of the law. Okay? On March 24th, 1959, Senator Hubert Humphrey, how many of you remember him, ran for president. On that day, 1959, he proposed to repeal the Connolly Reservation, which in essence, had it been done, would have put us under the world court system. Fortunately, back then, it never came to the floor. And there was such a public outrage to it that it had no gas at all. Hubert Humphrey. That's why when he ran for president, I may be wrong about this, he was from Minnesota. I think the only state in the country that was carried by Humphrey was Minnesota. Rightfully so. Amen. Now, let me give you the purpose of this information. It's not going to take real long. Everything I just gave to you, why did I give it to you? Number one, to scare us to our knees in prayer. We need to pray for America. We need to pray for our politicians. And I think we need to pray against some politicians. ones that we know that are left-wing, anti-God, pro-communist, I pray that God will remove them from their office of authority. I pray, first of all, if they'll get saved. But I don't think very many of them are going to come to Christ. I think they've pretty much sealed their fate. Now, we know God can take the worst of the worst. But this ought to scare us to our knees to pray. To scare us to our knees to pray for ourselves, pray for our political leaders, and number three, to pray for those that are still not saved. Most of us here tonight would absolutely agree the coming of the Lord seems to be this close. What about my grandkids? What about your relatives? Some of your children? Some of your brothers and sisters? Some of your neighbors? It ought to make us be about God's business. Number four, to comfort us, this information is also to comfort us in care and encouragement from the Lord. I'm on the Lord's side. I'm not a singer, but I am on the Lord's side. And I don't fear what man can do to me. And we've got forefathers that stood with guns to their head, knives to their throat, the match getting ready to burn at the stake, that said, I will not recant. I cannot recant. Listen, we are set in concrete. We cannot give in. Number five, to be prepared for the rapture, which can happen at any moment now. In Luke chapter 19 is the story about the ones that the Lord gave pounds to. Gave one 10 pounds, one 5 pounds, and one 1 pound. To the two he said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I'll make thee ruler over many. To the slothful servant, he said to the Lord, I feared thee because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest where thou didst not sow. And he saith unto him, Jesus did, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee. Thou wicked servant, thou knewest that I was an austere man. Listen, God is God. And he doesn't pussyfoot around with us or anybody else. But we sure do with him. Verse 24, take from him the pound and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And then he said, occupy till I come. Occupy till I come. Be fearless. Be faithful. Be fanatical. People will think we're nuts, and they will remember us in history as being the ones that knew the truth. This same Jesus. The purpose is to seek and to save. The same Satan. His purpose is to divide and destroy. Please, get on the Lord's side. Give your life to him tonight. If you're here and you're not 100% sure that you're on your way to heaven, and I would assume most all of us are, but there may be some of the younger people that have not made that yet. Please, please, if the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart, tonight is the night of salvation. For the rest of us, Jesus said, occupy till I come. Be faithful. I know I got it here. Be fearless, be faithful, and be fanatical. If anybody ought to be fanatics, it ought to be people who know the Word of God. Let the world say what they're going to say. Let's be what we are for the cause of Christ. Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight for the privilege of preaching your word. These are not joyful things to preach. They're heartbreaking. Lord, our country seems to be going further and further and further away from you. God, help our churches. Send us revival. 2 Chronicles 7:14, of my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way. God, America is so wicked. Help us to have influence. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.